Records have been broken, medals won, and heroes proclaimed this week in Salt Lake City. Some of the new champions will get their faces on a cereal box or their names on an ice skate. Some will become sports commentators. Many will go on to compete at other venues for a while. And then what will they do? What becomes of an Olympian, we wondered. We posed the question to some teenagers at a Washington coffee shop.
Michael Johnson, is that his name?
Yeah,
like I don't.
What happened to him?
Yeah, him. Like I know he was really fast, and now I don't see him anymore. But maybe it's just because he like stopped running. I don't know.
Whatever happened to Nancy Kerrigan? She's been just like she's gone.
She does some really interesting stuff, like topless ice skating.
Are you serious?
Not kidding.
Nuh-uh.
Not kidding. I heard it on the radio. Isn't that crazy? I heard it on like I think WBN. Which is not exactly a reliable source, but still.
We're from Ohio.
Yeah.
So. Our producers did a bit of digging into the whatever happened to question. And first, let it be said perfectly clearly that Nancy Kerrigan has never, ever ice skated topless, according to her office. She still does the occasional ice show, and when she's not skating, she takes care of her 5-year-old at home in Massachusetts. As for other post-Olympic lives, some patterns emerged. School coaches and athletic directors. Their ranks include Tommy Smith, the 1968 gold-winning runner in the 200 meter, who is perhaps better known for raising the black power fist during the Star-Spangled Banner. Afterwards, he was suspended from the team and banned from the Olympic Village. Now he's the head coach of the male track team at Santa Monica College. Business is another popular career for the Après Olympic set. You can eat at restaurants and patronize theaters owned by medal winners. Some have their own lines of clothing. Mark Spitz, the swimmer who in 1972 became the first man to win 7 gold medals in one Olympics, is a real estate developer. His high-end homes come with the optional Mark Spitz pool. And then there are those post-Olympians who made their parents doubly proud by becoming doctors. Eric Heiden is one. The speed skater, who won 5 golds in 1980, is an orthopedic surgeon and professor. Apparently, though, he just couldn't stay away. Eric Heiden is in Salt Lake City right now as the official physician of the U.S. speed skating team. They probably couldn't have found a more understanding doctor. Well, that wraps up our unscientific survey, but watch this space. When the sparkle fades from the gold medal Kelly Clark won in the snowboarding halfpipe, where will a high flyer fly next? Aeronautics engineer? Astronaut? We'll let you know.